Right, good morning, everyone. And first of all, thank you for a number of people's remarks regarding my suit and tie. It would appear that I come as a scruff for most Sundays. However, you will be pleased to know that during the following presentation, there will be no mention of Brexit. And I also don't have a backstop of any description. The format will be similar to last time's presentation. The initial slides will be the same as 3 years ago. John Hutchinson spent a long time putting them together, and it's a shame not to use them. However, the content of the presentation will, of course, differ. As you are already aware, stewardship is in three parts: making the most of people's time, talents, and treasure. And as treasurer, my focus, of course, is on the latter. Thank you, Ryan. The presentation will look at four main areas. What is stewardship and what happens to my money? This is mainly for the new people at LMC who haven't been involved in the past, and also a reminder of why we are so fortunate to run our finances in this way. A celebration of stewardship, which is really a reminder of all the positive things that we have been able to achieve over the years. A financial summary, and I know you're all looking forward to that. A financial summary of what we hope to achieve over the next 3 year cycle and how much money we need in order to facilitate that. And finally, what happens next and timescales for feeding back results. So what exactly is stewardship, and why is it so important to the life of this church? The stewardship team have been informed that at the end of this 3 year cycle, 2022, it will have been the 20th campaign, with stewardship having run for some 60 years in this church. And at this point, I would wish to single out for praise the likes of Anne Crabtree, who, as Phil said, produced a marvellous background to stewardship last week, and Peter Wright, who was also one of the pioneers. Without their foresight and courage during the very early days of stewardship, the church would not have been able to achieve stability in the way that it has. So, as individuals, we all have to work to a budget at home, and the church is no exception to this rule. Stewardship is a way of guaranteeing a fixed sum per month from people in order to meet all our financial obligations. It takes away the uncertainty of wondering where the money is coming from, and also removes the need to rely solely on bring and buy sales and the like, as depicted in the slide. We felt as a team that it was important to highlight exactly what stewardship has allowed the church to accomplish, and we should celebrate that. The church has benefited both spiritually and in a material sense. It has enabled us to pay our circuit assessment, which has allowed the church to flourish. We now have up to 40 groups meeting in the church on a regular basis. We have our own ministry areas with their own budgets to continue outreach work. Donations have been made to numerous charity organisations throughout the world and at home. A new centre manager has been appointed, and to date, lettings have more than doubled. We are able to fund and run our community cafe, which is a huge success story. It allows us the funds to maintain the integrity of our buildings. In the past, we have purchased new carpeting for the worship centre and new chairs for the Wesley Hall. Of course, we have also benefited outside of stewardship, a recent case being an anonymous donation in order for us to purchase a dishwasher for the coffee bar, and last year, a donation to fund the new cooker. I feel confident in saying that none of these would have been possible without the aid of stewardship. Thank you, Ryan. So how much money do we need? In total, we need as an average over the next 3 years a figure of £160,000 per year for both church and circuit. The circuit needs £97,000 and this church needs £63,000, again as an average over the next 3 years. So why does the circuit need £97,000? Well, 66% goes on salaries, pensions, and national insurance. 14% on the upkeep of the various manses, 15% to the district, and 5% to other expenses. Thank you, Ryan. So what do we spend here? There are three main areas that our resources are concentrated on: the circuit, Christian mission and outreach, and running costs of the building itself. It is very important, as I mentioned earlier, to realise that the circuit total of £97,000 is used to provide a professional ministry team together with the upkeep and running of the various manses. Of the remaining £63,000, 68% is used for running and maintaining our church buildings, 13% is used for work and mission, split between the various ministry areas, and the remaining 19% is used for subscriptions and other expenses. The first call on our monies has to be the circuit, followed by the running costs of the building, and therefore, as in the previous 3 years, a shortfall will inevitably mean that it is the Christian mission of the church that suffers. And surely, that is what church is all about. Thank you, Ryan. At this point in the presentation, we normally look at items on our wish list and how much we need to cover our costs. Although the economy is now more stable, maybe until the end of the month, what we have seen over the last 3 years is a steady rise in our outgoings, particularly in relation to the building itself, which is getting older and is continuing to require significant amounts of money in order to maintain it in good working order. We now find, therefore, that rather as a wish, it is now a necessity that we replace the interior ceiling of the Wesley Hall, together with the fitting of new LED lighting and upgrading the emergency system. The existing lighting is very substandard, and the fittings are in such a poor state that we can no longer replace tubes when they blow. Subsequently, we have received complaints, quite rightly, from organisations that are renting the premises. The ceiling tiles are old and stained and do not conform to current fire regulations, and it will be pointless to just replace the lighting without the whole ceiling itself. Also, a recent fire inspection highlighted the need for an upgrade in our emergency lighting system. Quotes so far have estimated the cost at around £15,000 for the work, and it will be my intention to seek an interest-free loan from the circuit to complete the work before the autumn and then to repay over the 3 years of stewardship at £5,000 per year. We will, of course, also be looking to see if any grants are available, but thought it prudent to include in our calculations as there are a number of other jobs to be done. However, we also have to cover and maintain all our costs over the next 3 years. And in the following slides, I will look at our financial situation in more depth. Thank you, Ryan. We now have on screen a breakdown of our income for the next 3 year period if our stewardship giving did not, and I stress, did not increase. At the start of our last 3 year cycle in 2016, we had set a stewardship budget of £107,000, which we maintained in the first year. However, it is a fact that over the subsequent period, a number of members have passed on, moved away from the area, or retired from full-time employment, and who understandably have had to reduce their giving accordingly. Therefore, as we look forward to the year 2019-20, we find that we have a starting position of £92,000, which gives us a deficit of some £15,000 per year, which over the next 3 years equates to £45,000. On the plus side, however, thanks to Yvonne Taylor, our gift aid secretary, our gift aid has risen from 2016, and also our lettings have doubled over the period. Therefore, overall, we have a deficit starting position of some £25,000. The total income per year for the 3 years, without an increase in giving, including other income, is £134,300 per year, the figure that you see on the screen. Thank you, Ryan. So this slide gives an indication of what we are likely to spend over the next 3 years, if you can get it past the Treasurer. The circuit assessment I have increased by 3% year on year, in line with previous experience. Utilities have been increased by 5% per year. Repairs and maintenance, I know Gay will do a sterling job in keeping at £15,000 per year. She's not here this morning. I would expect some heckling at that point, but she isn't here. The various ministry areas will be maintained at £10,000 per year. Other expenses include the community cafe, office equipment, insurance, the centre manager and cleaner, together with a number of smaller costs, and also repayment of the circuit loan for the Wesley Hall ceiling at £5,000 per year. This gives us our total expenditure for each of the 3 years of stewardship. From this, we deduct the income that we are expecting without an increase in giving, and you will see that this shows a deficit for each year, marked in red on the screen. The combined deficit for the three-year period amounts to £74,871. And this is the total that we need to raise for the next 3 years in order to achieve our aims. However, just to put some context onto that figure, the amount we needed to raise in 2016 was just over £61,000, and we were able to reach that target comfortably. So it can be done. Before I go through the last remaining few slides, I wanted to talk briefly about the number of members and givers that we have here at church. By givers, I mean that valuable section of our congregation who are happy to give financially whilst not taking up full membership. In 2016, we used a figure of 280 individuals, and this was the basis to calculate the amount that each individual would need to increase their giving in order to fulfil all our requirements. And this figure in the main served us okay, with only a few cash flow problems over the period. However, over the last few years, I had become concerned when I calculated how many monthly standing orders I received compared to the figure of 280. Therefore, the gift aid secretary and myself undertook a full review comparing the pastoral list, which was fully updated, to our list of standing orders, and discovered the following. With a number of members passing on or moving away from the area, the number was reduced to 260. However, on further inspection, it was found that for whatever reason, only 200 of that figure provided financial support on a regular basis. It would therefore be unrealistic not to use the figure of 200 in my calculations. But a lower number of contributors inevitably means that the amount per person has to increase. Thank you, Ryan. So the total shortfall was £74,871. Split between 200 means a figure of £374.35 per member over 3 years, or £10.39 per member per month, or £2.59 per member per week. Strangely enough, I seem to remember a campaign from about 6 years ago when I likened the cost to a posh coffee per week. Of course, can I add the rider that this figure is in addition to existing giving? Thank you, Ryan. This slide shows what the average cost per month per member should be in order to meet all our requirements. In 2016 to 19, it was £40 per month, or £10 a week. In 2019 to 2022, this figure has risen to £50 per member per month, or £12.50 per week. Of course, many of our members give considerably more than this, and some give less, each depending on their own circumstances. Thank you, Ryan. And finally, what do I do now? Well, please complete the pledge form and standing order that you will receive either today in the coffee bar or via email. If you use online banking, you can, of course, amend yourselves. Just return the pledge form so that I can use the figure in my calculations. Please return in the envelope provided either by post, email, or the stewardship box, which will be in the foyer. Some dates for the diary. Final date for the return of the pledge forms is Sunday, the 31st of March. Feedback of the final results is Sunday, the 7th of April. In conclusion, I would like to ask that each individual prayerfully consider their giving and to reflect on how much the church has been able to achieve due to stewardship and how much more we can achieve in the future. Should you have any questions, I'll be around after the service. Please feel free to approach me. Thank you. Could I just now hand over to Yvonne Taylor, our gift aid secretary, just for a few words.
Well, good morning, and this won't be 20 minutes. As Brian said, why gift aid? Well, with gift aid last year, the exact figure was £19,249.25 that we got back from HMRC. The thing about gift aid is that it's supported by all political parties. Successive governments have always supported the idea of gift aid, and so it's something that we can feel with a free conscience that we should get involved in. Who can gift aid? Well, you need to be a taxpayer paying as much tax as we are claiming back. Now, what that actually means is that if you are giving to the church £100, we can claim back 25%, that's £25. You need to be paying £25 in tax. I'll say that again. You don't have to be paying an amount of tax equal to what you're giving. You only have to be giving, you only have to be paying tax at 25% of it, a quarter. So if you give us £100, you need to be paying £25 in tax. To be able to claim gift aid, we need to make sure that there is a trace, a financial trace on that giving. So we need people to give really by standing order, because that way, if we were audited, we could prove who was giving what and when. For those people who perhaps can't do standing orders, or you've got a friend who's come with you for this morning and they want to give something, we do have envelopes in the foyer, which are gift aid envelopes. So rather than just putting a £20 note in the box, if you put it in there and fill the form in, we could get an extra £5 off it. So that's how we do that. In your packs, when you open them, which are in the foyer, in the coffee bar, set out in alphabetical order, we hope everyone's got one. If we've got your email address, you won't have a pack down there. You'll be getting that by email in the next 24 hours or so. But if we don't have your email address, They're on the table in the coffee bar. Part of the pack will be the gift aid form. If you've filled one in the last 3 years, you don't need to fill a new form in unless you've actually moved house. So if you're an existing gift aider, you don't need to fill a gift aid form in because we've already got your details. For new people, filled one of these in, it's a very straightforward form. It can be filled in online because you don't need the signature part is optional. So either fill it in and put it in the box, as said, or hand it to me or to Brian, or you can actually email it back to one of us. And I think that's about it. So if in the next 3 years you have gift aided and you do move address, please will you let me know that I can amend the record that I submit to the Methodist Church once a year. And also if your taxpaying status changes and you're unsure, then please let me know and I can help you sort out whether you can continue to gift aid. But many thanks for what you've done in the past and many thanks for what you're going to do in the future. Thank you.